Welcome to my podcast, a first Alpina medium for all employees, as well as fans and everybody who wants to become part of First Alpina in the future. This episode was translated from the German interview with AI.
Welcome to a new episode of my podcast. A few days ago, First Alpina issued a green bond. In this episode, we will explore the background of this and examine how financing is structured within First Alpina. The Steel and Technology Group is currently in the midst of a significant transformation process, the decarbonization of steel production. Can the company afford it? And if so, how? I'll be discussing this with Günter Pastl, Head of Group Treasury. I wish you a very warm welcome.
Hello, and thank you very much for the invitation.
You're very welcome. Mr. Pastl, could you please explain to me and our listeners right from the start what Group Treasury does and what the term treasury means?
The English word treasury essentially means treasure, and indeed, we take care of the company's treasure. The treasure of First Alpina is money, so our main task is to manage the company's finances, ensuring that the group and each of our many subsidiaries have access to funds when needed. In other words, money must be available at the push of a button. The key task is ensuring liquidity. We see ourselves as a bank. We are, in fact, an in-house bank for the group companies. Externally, however, we operate as a single entity, which gives us market power, purchasing power, better terms, and the ability to specialize in all areas, making us strong counterparts for our banks and creditors. Treasury is not profit-oriented. We don't aim to make a profit from these transactions. Instead, we see ourselves as a service center and business partner for the group companies. The group doesn't aim to profit from financial transactions, but rather to support its operational business. Our task is not to speculate, but to enable the core business.
So you operate like a bank and raise funds. That sounds quite complex, I must say.
The main task, as mentioned, is to ensure that we always have money available and can make payments at any time. The worst-case scenario would be insolvency, and we want to prevent that. One key tool for this is that we have a pool of funds, which must be filled. On one hand, money flows in from our successful operations, and on the other hand, if demand increases, we fill this pool through financing. Our job is to fill this pool with financing when necessary. Another task is to operate as independently as possible from our partners. We don't want to be dependent. There are phases when things don't go as well, and during those times, we need to be independent and choose with whom we work. Risk management is also a key aspect. Operational business involves financial risks, such as when we buy or sell goods in a currency other than the euro. We deal with these risks, as well as with securing raw material prices for production.
The strategy of First Alpina has two main pillars: value-enhancing growth and green transformation. We've covered GreenTech Steel, the program for decarbonizing steel production at the Linz and Donawitz sites, in several podcast episodes. These are significant investments. How much will First Alpina's decarbonization cost overall?
The total amount is still in the distant future, but we have a phased plan for decarbonization. I'd like to focus on the first phase, which is quite concrete. About 1.5 billion euros is planned for investment.
That's a huge sum. You are responsible for liquidity, ensuring that the money flows. Can you provide these funds, and how can First Alpina afford this?
Indeed, 1.5 billion euros is a substantial amount, but it must also be seen in relation to the company's size. We must and can afford it. For this to succeed, certain prerequisites are necessary. The first is a healthy balance sheet structure, and in recent years, we've done a lot of groundwork here. The company has significantly reduced its debt, providing a solid foundation for new investments. The second crucial point is that business must continue to go well, generating cash flow for investments. The third point is where we come in, covering what's still missing through financing.
How has First Alpina financed similar large investments in the past? Have there been comparable challenges?
Yes, this happens from time to time. One example that comes to mind is the acquisition of Böhle Uddeholm in 2007. Back then, we quickly put together a financing mix from various instruments.
You've mentioned that Voestalpine draws on various sources and instruments to finance decarbonization. Could you give us a closer look at what exactly is meant by this?
We tap into the full spectrum of the financial market. As a company that isn't rated, this is more challenging, so we have to cover the entire range. This includes bank loans, promissory notes, bonds, and special financing forms for working capital, such as selling existing receivables.
The reason we're recording this podcast now is the recent issuance of a green bond by Voestalpine. What was the intention behind this? Or perhaps we should start by explaining what a green bond is.
A green bond is a bond where the proceeds are used exclusively for environmentally friendly projects, such as green tech steel for reducing CO2 emissions, clean mobility, or renewable energy.
Why now? Why not issue green bonds earlier?
The need for financing has arisen now, and the environmental investments are gaining momentum. Also, there's a minimum volume required to justify the effort of issuing green financing instruments.
What returns can investors expect from Voestalpine's green bond?
The bond offers a yield of around 4%. This rate is higher than previous bonds due to changes in the market interest rate environment.
Is this higher than what one would get from a traditional bond without the green label?
The terms of the bond are the same, regardless of whether it's green or not. The only difference is that we expect to attract investors who place special value on sustainability. Otherwise, the yield will be similar.
Who invests in green bonds? Who is Voestalpine targeting specifically?
Primarily those who want to invest in environmentally friendly projects, such as pension funds and private investors.
You've mentioned external capital providers. Who are these providers?
External capital providers are investors who provide funds to the company. There are two main groups, shareholders and lenders.
And where do you find these capital providers?
The marketplace is the stock exchange or direct dealings with professional securities traders.
Okay, and how does Voestalpine convince investors to buy its shares?
Good information is crucial through roadshows, investor talks, and honest reporting.
Many listeners are shareholders through employee participation. Do bonds also experience price fluctuations?
Yes, though typically not as extreme as with stocks, interest rate changes or shifts in the company's creditworthiness can impact bond prices.
Should one invest in bonds or stocks?
It depends on individual goals and risk tolerance.
What is the difference between loans and bonds?
Loans are bilateral agreements with a bank, while bonds are securities that attract multiple investors.
Why should someone invest in Voestalpine's bond?
Voestalpine stands for stability and reliability, and the funds support environmental projects.
And how can a private individual invest in these green bonds?
You need a securities account, either with a bank or an online broker. You can purchase bonds during the subscription period or later on the secondary market.
Thank you, Mr. Pastel, for these detailed and fascinating insights into Voestalpine's financing.
Thank you. I am aware that these topics are very complicated, especially for those who don't deal with these areas and financial matters on a daily basis. I hope it hasn't discouraged you, but for me, this world is truly fascinating, and I am excited every day to be able to work on these topics. Thank you.
You explained it perfectly. Thank you. And now to our summary of the key learnings of this podcast. Group Treasury ensures the company remains liquid and is financed cost-effectively by operating as an internal bank. A green or sustainable bond is a financial instrument used exclusively for environmentally friendly projects, and anyone with a securities account can invest in Voestalpine's green bonds. This was episode 16 of My Podcast. If you like what you hear, subscribe to My Podcast on the platform you're using. We'll be back on November 6th for the next episode. I'm looking forward to having you join us.
Voestalpine, one step ahead.